Hey, I'm Scott and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Vittorio talking about identity. So far, we've done everything in websites. Websites are cool, but web services are cooler.
Well, I don't have enough authority to decide one or the other, but I certainly like web APIs a lot. So in Windows Azure Active Directory, we support web APIs, of course. We use auth for it. And our Visual Studio 2013 integration makes it very easy for you to create a web API and automatically provision it in Windows Azure. So let me just show you how it works. Let me go in here and file and create a new project. Once again, I'll do this thing, but let's call it Web API 1. Let me select Web APIs. Once again, change authentication, go in organizational account. And in this version of Visual Studio, you really have just one option, which is to do it single tenant.
Okay. And because of Web API?
Because of Web APIs.
Okay.
But we'll add stuff moving forward. So let me specify what I want. I want Azure Fridays on Microsoft.com. And I didn't mistype it for some kind of miracle.
And it's just single sign-on that we need?
We could add also the something slightly more advanced, but for the time being, let's just stick with that. Here, I want to be an admin.
So this is going to go in, just as we saw in previous videos, it's going to provision this app in the directory.
Correct.
This app, in this case, is going to be a web API.
Correct.
And this web API can presumably be called from anything, any device, Windows app, Android phone, Windows phone, whatever.
That is exactly the idea. The idea is that you have this web API based on MVC web APIs. Since we are using auth, you can call it from anywhere that has an HTTP stack. And as you can see here, we created our project. So now if we go back to the portal, we'd see an entry for the web API, which would look exactly the same as the other one. So
right.
If I want to reuse it for a web app, I can do it as well. So now, in order to call the web API, we need to create a client, of course. And we can create it in multiple fashions, but here, let me just add a very simple Windows application. I could create I can basically create any type of client. I could also create a Windows 8 app.
Sure.
And we have multiple flavors of our library, the Active Directory Authentication Library, ADAL. It's just a NuGet. You can just go ahead, go to your client.
Do you know if it's a portable library? Can it be used anywhere?
It is not a portable library yet, mostly because we are going toward the Windows runtime component, that format that allows you to use multiple languages. But we are seriously considering making it portable. So let me just search for ADAL. Here we still have a beta version. Make sure you don't pick the beta version. We'll make it disappear.
You remember how to do that, just FYI. You know to put that into pre-release.
Yep. And in fact, that was like the old one. All the new ones will be all in pre-release.
Okay, so now that's bringing that down.
Yep. Great. So now that we have it, let's just add a little button here.
Presumably that library makes things easier, but anyone with an HTTP stack could make calls.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, we don't have a version of this library for Windows Phone 8, but I have a blog post which shows that you can do everything with HTTP client. It's simply that you don't get some of the automation that you get with the library. Like our library takes care of things like caching tokens, automatically refreshing them so that you don't have to keep track. It does some of these, low-level tasks that if you develop on your own, you can,
yeah.
But you have to do it.
I call that administrivia.
Administrivia, I like it. So let me just double-click in here, and here the simple code that you have seen earlier, the one that we used for calling the graph, there is a different flavor of that flow that you use from a rich client application.
Okay.
And in this case, I have my little
Could
snippet.
You control scroll and make the fonts a little bit larger?
Absolutely. Let's do 150.
Excellent.
So here I use the little snippet, which I do because otherwise I have to write this stuff all the time. And let me.
So then you bring your namespaces in, your control period, your
namespaces. I'm doing a control period, and it's not answering.
Maybe just click on the little thing here.
Yep. Come on, little
thing. You never know why they make that little thing so hard to click on.
Yeah. But normally control dot works. I don't know why this time.
Probably because I had you zoom a second ago. All right, there we go.
That's possible. So those are the two lines of code that I need. I needed to create an authentication context, which is the handle for my directory. And then I just call acquire token, passing which API I want to call,
right, the
identifier of my client, and the return URI, which is just an off concept.
So you want to get access to this with this client ID.
Yep. Now, all those values came straight from my little snippet. Of course, we needed to use the correct values.
Of course.
So let's go to the portal, manage windowsazure.com. Let's sign in as.
It definitely seems like when you're doing identity, you spend a lot of time signing in and out of other people.
Yeah.
I can tell that's why you use RoboForm, it looks like, to make that a little bit easier.
Yeah, especially for demos, it's like using RoboForm is like a lifesaver. Ah, very good. You know what just happened now?
You tried to log in as Gino, and he still doesn't have access
exactly.
to your...
Exactly. I should have signed in as myself, as Vittorio. Because I am the owner of my Windows Azure subscription.
Right. So when you make a subdirectory or an Active Directory within a subscription, unless you give those users access to Azure, they're never going to be able to log in.
Exactly.
To your portal.
If I would have made a Gino a co-admin, then he would have been able to do so.
Okay.
So now when I'm very zoomed in, let's get a bit. Let me come back to my directory. Let's go to Azure Fridays, and let's go to our applications. And here we have one entry, which is our web API.
All right.
So the main thing that I'm interested in for the web API is the identifier. It's the parameter that I pass in here as the identifier of my web API. So let's put it in here. Now, the other thing that I need to do is to actually create now a client for this app. Just like the directory needs to know about the web API, it also needs to know about the client.
Does it have to know about the client instance or just the client and its existence? Like a million people could have the client.
Right. It needs to know the existence of a client. Then everybody will use the same coordinates.
I see.
So here I can hit add, application that I'm developing. Native client.
I see. So now the directory knows about both sides, both resources, either of which can now be managed or revoked or...
Exactly. In fact, at this point...
Now, how does that... What is the redirect URI for a client?
It is, as I wrote, anything.
Uh-huh.
As in, this is just a mechanism for in the sign-in flow to signal that you successfully signed in and you have to close the browser dialog and return
so
the token.
So is that how native clients know it's time to make that go away?
That is exactly right.
That's a clever hack.
And in fact, this URL doesn't have to correspond to anything at all because as soon as the browser attempts the GET, it will be closed.
Uh-huh.
So here I'm not worrying if that endpoint doesn't exist. And at this point, I created my client. Let me go back to my code, and before I forget, put my return URI in here. And then here, there is some more stuff that I need to do. Somehow it didn't refresh the URI.
If you click right here, you had a little error that popped up, a little hiccup in the portal there.
Let's see if a refresh made the trick. And here it is.
There's your client ID.
So here there's the client ID that we got assigned, which we can happily paste in here. And now there is a very important step that we have to perform, which is the fact that both client and API are registered is not enough. I have to tell the directory that this client can actually call this web API. And as you can see here, I have a number of other things like the graph in itself, or even the Windows Azure Service Management, RDFE. So if I'd want my client to actually go and access Windows Azure and modify things, then I'd be able to do so.
Okay.
But I have to explicitly say it. And then here I hit save. And voila, perfect.
All right.
All right. So at this point, I should, I believe, have everything. Let me see. Oh, okay. I have to use the correct authority here, which is
Azure Fridays. Okay.
Azure Fridays. So, and for the lack of time, let me just to say, obtain the token, then calling the service is exactly the same code that we have seen earlier.
It's okay.
Just like
so once you have the token, you do whatever you want to do.
Right. So let's just put a breakpoint in here.
And ultimately, that's going to then build a header and make HTTP calls just like anything else.
Exactly.
So then calling a web API is really no different than doing the work we've been doing in websites.
Well, for websites, what happens is that when you do the various redirects, it's the browser in itself that acquires this token, and according to the protocol that you use, does a post with the token.
Mm.
And then the website looks at it, and if it likes it, it just takes it and creates a cookie out of it. And from that moment on, you just have this session. In this specific case, you grab this token, and then you put it in the header. And then it's your responsibility as a client to always put it in the header. And every time you call, you attach it.
So on the browser side, you know, you get the kind of the free back and forth of cookies. Well, on the native client side, you do have to maintain a little bit of state there yourself.
Exactly. Although it's, I'd say it gives you more control because
Indeed.
Now you can like call multiple multiple parts. You don't have like this cross-site issue and similar. Let me actually start a new instance of a client. And once I'm here, if I hit a button here, as soon as I hit this acquire token, you'll see a familiar dialog.
Yep, there it is.
This dialog is exactly the same dialog we have seen from Visual Studio. In fact, Visual Studio itself, the templates, they use this library for doing
But you made a WinForms app, so the thing that popped that dialog was part of the Active Directory library.
Exactly. And the flavor which runs in Windows 8 instead, it uses the dialog that Windows 8 itself uses, the web authentication broker. And for other platforms like iOS, Android, and similar, then you get what the platform offers.
I see. So that's why it looks this. I always wondered how it looks the same on every platform. It's because there's a service that's providing that.
Right. Like the library just provides the canvas, and then the service paints the UI in there. So that this is like very flexible because we can inject things like multiple authentication factor, all these kind of things without redeploying in the client.
Very cool.
The object model is all the same. So in here, if I sign in as our usual admin, and then we come back in here,
and
we got our token. And now, unfortunately, we are a bit short of time, but this object model, like with this authentication context and then authentication context dot acquire token, is the same object model across all the platforms that we work with. So if you go on GitHub, you can basically clone our iOS library or our Android library, one Xcode and the other in Java, of course. And although, of course, we use the constructs of those platforms, the high-level idea is the same. So if you learn how to use these in one platform, then you can just consistently use it everywhere. And as you can see, there is really no security mumbo-jumbo. This is just like acquire a token, and it's very, very straightforward.
Yeah, so once the things have been hooked up on the back end, and it's clear that the client exists and the service exists and they have access to talk to each other, it just works.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, this is great. We're on Azure Friday. We're learning about identity with Vittorio.